You were right, too, if that makes any difference.
How so?
One of those things that came over the fence. I swear one of them looked like the commander.
Serious?
No one else was coming.
Well, no matter what we did, the longer we waited, the less time we would have had to prepare.
Prepare? Prepare for what?
Angel, how long until the alarm shuts off?
I'm not sure exactly. An hour, I think. Why?
Once it goes silent, they should go away, and then we can get the hell out of Dodge.
All right, but then what? We don't even know what they are.
I told you, man, they're zombies.
You know what, Specialist, I...
Wait, easy, both of you. He may be right. Maybe not exactly zombies, but there are similarities.
Oh, no, not you too.
Hey, military intelligence is my job. It's what I'm good at. You know, I've encountered different tribes on my deployment, and the key to managing these situations is to know who you're dealing with.
Military intelligence. I am the one who figured out about the sound thing.
Yeah, well, none of that matters now. What else do we know?
We know they go after people. They sure as hell aren't no slow-moving zombies, either.
So they're quicker than us.
Got some strength, too. The way they were bending the bars.
Wonderful.
Headshots seem to drop them like stones.
Is that all we know?
Yeah, well, the rest would just be assumptions based on what we've seen in movies.
I still don't believe this. Are you listening to what you're saying? Zombies? I mean, the dead rising?
Who said they were dead?
Whatever!
What would you have me do? We're dealing with something we've never come close to experiencing before. All I'm trying to do is reason some way through this. Something they aren't able to do.
Now who's being presumptuous? How can you be sure that they can't reason?
Because we left the key in the door. All right, if we're gonna make it through this, and I have every intention of doing so, we're gonna have to stick together and use our heads.
Whoa. That was no hour.
Well, I said, I think. No one has ever set off the alarm before.
So, look at the people.
They're leaving?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it'll just take some time.
You sure they can't hear us?
Not a chance. The door is about a foot thick and the walls are solid concrete.
Give it time. They could move on. All right, well... Say they clear out enough for us to get through. Where do we go?
We couldn't just stay here and defend this place?
No, they're able to climb over the walls and come from any direction around the base. Not to mention every building has like 4 or 5 entrances. There's only 3 of us.
You need some place like a prison.
Good idea, but not the best place for living.
Well, we would be able to contain the area pretty easily. I could probably get by in a cell. I know you could, too.
This isn't just about us.
It's not?
Look, there are a lot of people out there who are where we are now, locking themselves in some safe place, waiting things out, hoping that someone is going to come rescue them.
Like the army.
But we know that's not going to happen. At least not with our unit. There are no active military stations around here, and there's a lot of people out there that need our help. Don't you feel a little responsible to them?
Nope. Not at all. Nah, just kidding.
My girlfriend's apartment building.
See, now, ha, he's got the right idea. Go out with a bang!
That's not what I... Michael, it's perfect. One main lobby with a small stairwell. We could turn off the elevators. That gives us a very small area to contain as the entrance. We could manage it with 3 people. Best of all, the parking garage has a security gate that we can seal off from anyone getting in.
That could work. Plenty of space for any other survivors, not to mention the amount of supplies throughout the building.
Given that we could make it there in one piece.
It's not too far from here.
It'll work. Depending on how long we're going to hold up, it would last us.
This could just be a local epidemic.
No, given the rate of growth, I highly doubt it.
How do you expect to make it to the building? Like, the roads are probably jammed with broken down cars and God knows what else.
We'll take one of the Humvees.
You won't get too far with the steering wheels chained and locked. You'll only be able to turn like halfway.
Then clip the lock with the bolt cutters.
So we run out of here, fight through zombies that are, let me check. Yep, still outside the door, carrying ammo, rifles, and bolt cutters all the way to the motor pool, being chased by the things that we know are faster and stronger than us and want to eat us.
Yep, sounds about right.